Once upon a time was a boy called Jamie, who was 7 years old. Now, Jamie was a very nice boy apart from one thing. He didn't like being told what to do. No way. He was already 7 years old, a big boy as far as he was concerned, and he always knew what was right. Yes, he did. Would you like to eat your broccoli, Jamie? No, Mummy. I don't like it and I don't need it. But Jamie, if you eat your broccoli, it'll give you vitamins and it'll make you well and it'll keep you strong. No, Mummy, I don't need it. I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm happy eating my chips and my white pasta, my tomato sauce. Yum, 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 yum. But Jamie, why don't you try a carrot today? No, Mummy. Why don't you try a carrot today? No, Mummy, I don't need a carrot because I have enough vitamins from my white pasta, my tomato sauce, and my packets of crisps. It's really good, thank you. Jamie, sweetheart, why don't you try some brown rice and lentils today? No, Mummy, I get plenty of vitamins. I know exactly what my body needs. Thank you very much. I know what I'm doing. You don't need to tell me what to do. I'm a big boy. I'm 7. The next day, Jamie had been insisting on eating really bad food for 3 months. And the next day, after the end of the 3 months, Jamie noticed a tiny little red spot on the side of his face, about 2 centimetres from where his lip started. He looked at it. He saw it, a tiny little spot. But he didn't think about it. He just saw it, thought, oh, there's a tiny little spot. And he just ignored it, got ready, got to school, had his lunch of pizzas, no vegetables, came home, had some chips, had some white toast, some white pasta, tomato sauce, and some crisps. Would he have some vegetables now? No, Mummy, I won't. Thank you. I know what I'm doing. I'm a big boy. I'm 7 years old. The next day, he noticed the spot again, but it had got a little bit bigger. Just a little, but he could see that it got a little bit. He thought, that's interesting. I wonder what that could be. Then he ignored it, got dressed, went to school, had another pizza at lunchtime, came back. Mummy had actually made some nice salad today. Jamie, would you try the salad? No, Mummy, I don't eat salad. My body doesn't need it. I'm very healthy, thank you. Had some more crisps. Went to sleep, got up the next day. The spot was still there, but it was even bigger. Rather than the tiniest, tiniest spot that you could barely see, it had now grown to the size of his thumbnail. And he knew this, of course, because he was looking in the mirror and he put his finger next to the spot and he could see the spot was the size of his thumbnail. Then he went to breakfast. Mummy said, Jamie, you've got a red spot on your face. Can you let me help you treat it? No, Mummy, it's my spot. I'm perfectly happy with it. I know what I'm doing. I'm a big boy, I'm 7, thank you. Went to school, pizza, had some chocolate pudding today as well. The school was offering some lovely peas with the pizza. Did Jamie have them? No. The dinner lady said, Jamie, could you have some peas, please? How about some cabbage? We've got broccoli as well to go with the pizza. No, thank you, dinner lady. I don't need it. My body's perfectly healthy. I know what I'm doing. Thank you. Came home. Mummy had prepared a lovely casserole and it smelt wonderful. And in fact, the neighbours thought it smelt so wonderful that they knocked on the door and asked if they could come round to eat it as well. But Jamie insisted he was not going to eat casserole. He wanted his white toast. He wanted some chips. And Mummy said, please, Jamie, just have some vegetables. Jamie said, I'm eating potato crisps. They're made from potato, aren't they? Mummy said, well, yes, they are. Jamie said, well, then, they're vegetables, aren't they? Mummy said, well, yes, but they're fried, so they're really not good for you. Doesn't matter, Mummy. They're vegetables. That's what I'm supposed to be eating. So I'm happy, thank you. And I had pizza for lunchtime. That's made from wheat flour, isn't it? Mummy said, yes. He said, and that comes from wheat, doesn't it? She said, yes. And wheat's a vegetable, isn't it? Because it grows in the field. Mummy said, I suppose you're right. So Jamie said, you see, I knew it. I'm having enough of what I need. Thank you. Went off to bed. That was fine. Woke up the next day. The spot was bigger. This time, it was the size of the top of his thumb. And he knew this because he put his thumb next to it and it fitted exactly. In fact, it looked like someone had put their thumb on his face, marked it with red, pushed it against him, and that's what he had there. And his mummy said, Jamie, I'm a little bit worried about this spot. It's getting bigger every day. Jamie said, well, I'm not worried, mummy. Mummy said, well, I think this could be because you're not letting me give you vegetables and fruit that's going to give you vitamins. And I think that this spot is because you're not having vitamins in your food. Jamie said, I don't care about that. It'll go away. You think I care about a little spot? So he went to school, and this time all the children started speaking to him about his spot. And some of the older children were even teasing him about it. Nah, 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 Jamie's got a big spot. But you know what? Jamie didn't care. And why didn't Jamie care? Because he was a big boy of 7 years old. He knew what was best, and he didn't care what anybody said. He was going to do what he wanted to do. Guess what he had for lunch?
Pizza.
He had pizza again. And this time, the dinner ladies, who really cared about him, tried to hide some vegetables by mixing it up with the cheese on the pizza. But Jamie smelt it, because he had a very good sense of smell. And he could smell there was a tiny bit of green, and it was mixed up vegetables. He refused to eat it. He said, I'm not eating this. Please give me, because he was at least saying please, a slice of pizza with no green stuff on there. Thank you. The dinner lady gave up and just gave him a plain piece of pizza, dripping with cheese, and no vegetables. He came home. This time, Mummy had prepared a complete feast because the whole family were coming over. It had everything you could imagine. Salad, vegetables. So many dishes. Rice, lentils. Wonderful dishes. There was even some meat for the members of the family that ate meat, and it did smell good, even though I'm a vegetarian, I can tell you, it smelled good. Jamie refused to eat any of it. And his grandma was there. She said, Jamie, why don't you have some of these vegetables? They're so delicious. Why don't you try some lentils? Why don't you try some rice? Jamie said, no, thank you, grandma. I don't need it. I'm having all the vegetables I need. I've got potatoes here and I've got wheat. What more do I need? Now, give me what I want. So Mummy made him the usual white pasta, the usual chips, the usual potato crisps. Jamie went to bed. He got up the next day. He looked in the mirror. The spot had grown to cover half his face. Half his face was red, just like a spot, only much, much bigger. Much, much redder. Mummy said, that's it, Jamie. We are going to the doctor's. And she took him, didn't take him to school. She marched him to the doctor's. The doctor looked at him and said, this looks very serious, Jamie. I think we're going to have to give you a course of antibiotics. Jamie said, the only way I'm eating that antibiotics is if I get it with pizza, I get it with chips, I get it with crisps. That's the only way I'm going to have it. The doctor said, OK, fine. But Jamie, I have to tell you, I'm your doctor and I am telling you, you need to eat vegetables because that's what's causing this. Jamie said, no, it's not, because I'm perfectly healthy. Thank you. He didn't even listen to the doctor. The next day, Mummy went into his bedroom because he hadn't come down. There in the bed was one giant red disc in bed. She was absolutely shocked. She pulled down the sheets to see if Jamie was hiding there, and there was Jamie's body, in pyjamas. This giant red disc was Jamie's face. The spot had taken over all of Jamie's face. Mummy said, I think you need to come with me. She grabbed Jamie by the hand. They went to the bathroom mirror. Jamie looked in the bathroom mirror. There was just one great big spot looking back at him. Jamie tried to speak, but he couldn't. His mouth had disappeared. His nose had disappeared. All there was a great big spot. His body was normal, but he had a great big spot. Finally, Jamie got the message. But he couldn't speak, so he got a pen and paper and said, "Okay, Mummy, I believe you. I'll start eating vegetables." And then he went off to school where nobody would talk to him because they didn't understand what this was. Just one huge great spot with a body in a school uniform. And he couldn't eat anything anymore because he didn't have a mouth to eat with. And so he wrote on his paper to the dinner lady, "I don't have a mouth because this spot has taken me, but I would really like to try eating vegetables now." The dinner lady said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Jamie, I can't feed you any vegetables because you haven't got a mouth." So Jamie went home. His parents didn't know how to feed him or what to do, so they didn't give him anything. He went to bed. When Mummy came to wake him up the next morning, the red spot was still there. She pulled back the sheets, and there was a giant red spot dressed in pyjamas. Jamie had turned into a red spot. His whole body, his whole face had become absorbed into the red spot. Jamie couldn't even write anything because he didn't have any hands left because he had become a red spot. Mummy said to Daddy, "What are we going to do?" Daddy said, "Well, you know, you said this is because he didn't have any vegetables for 3 months." Mummy said, "Yes." Daddy said, "Then I've got one idea. Run the bath." Mummy ran the bath. Daddy said, "Now go and make a huge bowl of vegetable soup." Mummy went and cooked a huge bowl of vegetable soup. He said, "Please pour it in the bath." She poured it in the bath. He said, "Wait for it to cool down." It cooled down. Then Mummy and Daddy lifted this huge red spot and placed it in the bath, in the vegetable soup. And Daddy said, "I think we just need to leave him there all day and all night." So they did leave this giant red spot in the bath full of vegetable soup for a whole day and a whole night. The next morning, they checked up. They went into the bathroom. They heard splashing. There, in the bath, was Jamie. Jamie was back. The red spot had disappeared. Mummy said, "Daddy was right. What happened?" Jamie said, "I don't know what happened, but I turned into this red spot. But when you put me in the vegetable soup began to come into me through my skin. And my skin now was just a pure red spot. But the soup with the nutrients got into my body, and I just lay very still, and it started to come in, and I could feel myself coming back into a normal body. And when I had my face back and my mouth back, I was just drinking soup. And here I am. Soup's gone, I'm back." Mummy said, "That's great, dear. Do you want some breakfast?" He said, "Actually, Mummy, I'm completely full. I've been drinking this soup for the last 6 hours." She said, "Okay, let's get you ready for school." Jamie went to school. The dinner lady said to him, "Jamie, I've got some pizza for you." He said, "No, thank you, Mrs. Morris," he said to the dinner lady. "Could you please give me some vegetables?" As soon as he said that, the whole school went silent because they'd all heard Jamie making a fuss for such a long time about he wasn't going to eat vegetables. And when the dinner lady gave him a plate full of vegetables, broccoli, carrots, beans, the whole school clapped. They clapped. They were so pleased at what he was doing. He came home and Mummy said, "I suppose you want some chips, crisps and white pasta?" He said, "No, thank you, Mummy. I'd like a whole plate of vegetables with some lentils and some brown rice now." Mummy said, "Really?" He said, "Yes." And he had a whole plate of incredibly healthy food. And Mummy called the whole family. They all came round. They shared a family feast for the first time in forever. It had been so long. And Jamie was back. And Jamie had learnt his lesson. Jamie finally learnt that yes, he was a big boy. Yes, he was 7. But he didn't know everything. And when his mummy told him he needed to eat vegetables, he was going to listen from now on. Maybe he might learn something else from mummy and daddy as well. That is the story of Jamie and the Red Spot.